Hello, Earwolf Presents. I'm Judith Cargbo, and I'm the producer of the award-winning podcast, Scam Goddess, hosted by Lacey Mosley. Now, as you know, March is Women's History Month, and to celebrate, not only do we want to share an episode highlighting a woman scammer, but we wanted to share that Scam Goddess is brought to you by an all-woman team. First up, we have our amazing audio engineer, Marina Pais. Each week, she edits and mixes our sound, so it's of the highest quality. Next, we have our researcher, Kaylin Brandt. She ensures that each story highlighted on the show is sourced correctly and maintains its full factual integrity. Then there's me, the producer of the show. I make sure that we book fun guests, provide overall quality control, and make sure we keep new episodes coming to you every week. And of course, this show would be nothing without our talented, witty, funny, and beautiful host, Lacey Mosley. She keeps guests engaged in some of the wildest scammer stories of our time and brings the audience, aka the congregation, coming back for more each week. So now that you know the team, let's get into the episode with our special guest, writer and comedian Naomi Ekperigin. Naomi shares an epic story of how her and her mother tried to dodge children trying to scam them when they went on a trip to Paris. Plus, Lacey and Naomi discuss the many scams of Tracy Hudsona, who stole about $1 million in credit card fraud from an ex-wife of a former NBA star. It is a wild story, guys. When you get the chance, check out Naomi's comedy special on season 3 of Netflix, The Stand-Ups. It's out right now. If you want more Scam Goddess, new episodes drop every Tuesday everywhere you get your podcasts. You can also follow the show at Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and feel free to follow Lacey at Diva Lacey on Twitter and Instagram as well. All right, Earwolf Presents, enjoy the episode. And in the words of Lacey Mosley, stay scheming.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Scam Goddess, Webby Winner, Scam Goddess, honey, aka Lacey Mosley. I just want to thank all the scammers out there who, congregation, y'all pulled up and y'all scammed crime and justice for us. Like, we beat out the ABC Epstein trial, which arguably way more compelling than crime and justice, seeing as we are all about crime and no justice. But we did it, Joe. We did it, y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. I'm so proud of this show. Shout out to everybody who works on this show. Judith, our super producer, Marina Pais, our super duper engineer, Kaylin Brandt, our new research assistant, Sherilyn Vera for doing the research for most of the year as well. And also, we got to shout out Chelsea, because she was also a part of the show during the time that we scammed this award. I just want to thank all y'all out there, and I just want to say, stay scheming, you know, up at the top of the show, at the top of the show. Now, guys, we're getting into it with a homie of mine, okay? You know when we have friends on the show, it's bound to be some mess. Now, let me tell you about this woman. First of all, she's a scammer herself because every time I see her, she got me out here talking, telling all my business, spilling all my tea, you know, all my Lipton on the ground and everywhere, all around. All the Tazo is just on the table, you know what I mean? She's a comedy queen, an icon. I met this woman when she was doing stand-up in New York City at Karma Lounge. I don't even know if she remembers this. She coined the term Blacktress, and we love that for her. And if you want to see her black ting right now, honey, turn on Mythic Quest on Apple TV. If you want to see her potting or hear her potting, Couples Therapy, hilarious podcast. I've done it a few times. It's lit. Guys, we have Naomi Ekperigin. Did I say it right? Your last name right?
Absolutely. And I literally, like, I caught in my throat because it was going so well. And I said, is she going to get it? And you did it. And that's how I know the love is real. That's the beauty.
The love is so real. It's so real, sis. For real. Like, we really connected during the pandemic. And I remember we were DMing around when Chadwick passed. Yes. And then we started texting. I was like, oh, this is my good Judy right here. Like,
I know. I was like, well, I just, you know, in LA, it's so funny because I'm like, I have to make a concerted effort to see and find black people, you know, just in general socially, let alone pandemic, let alone in the Kung Fu Panda, when we could not engage with anybody. So I was literally like, can I have your number? I I'm having feelings. They trying to kill us. Right? And I just needed something.
Can I have it? Can I have it? Yes. Oh, and speaking of that, you know, this podcast probably originated from that exact statement that you just made about trying to find Black people, because Cody Ziegler, who originally produced this podcast with me, the pilot, I met him at UCB. And I came up to him, I said, Cody, come here. Come close. Where the niggas at? Where they at? Where are they at? Where are they located? Drop a pin for niggas. And he told me, and we got together. So, you know, it's we have to do the work to find us.
Absolutely. Oh, God, you're right. You got to drop a pin. Send out an SOS and a flare.
And the real ones, too. Because, you know, there's some skin folk and kin folk out here. So you got the... You got to find the real ones. Okay?
Suss it out. Suss it out the hard way in this town. I mean, honey, congratulations on your Webby. I did see that, and that was gorgeous. I loved it for you. I loved it for the culture.
Thank you. And for the congregation. And guys, if y'all haven't got up on this new merch on podswag.com, like, I went out here and tried to make merch that, one, isn't just an advertisement for the show. It's some cute-ass shit that's, like, very in style. I got everything for y'all. Going on over there and look. It's like, bruh, man, I'm opening my coat, and I just got merch on both sides. Like, what y'all want? What you want? You know?
I got large. I got 2XL. I got 1B hair.
I got extra medium. Exactly. You know what I mean? We got everything that y'all need. But guys, before we start, before I get into Naomi's history with scams, I have to talk about something that happened to me. Naomi can weigh in on this as well, because I've already shared this story with her. But y'all, I got scammed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This past weekend, y'all. And Whew. Like, look, I told you guys, you can be a scammer and a mark. I don't want y'all to be ashamed to talk about when you were a mark or when you were a scammer, because I've been both. I'll always be both. It's all good. Okay. So I had a rough week. I don't know if you guys saw in the press, but your girl was getting dragged through the press. TMZ, ABC, People Magazine, you name it. They had my little Black ass in there.
They treating you like a damn Little Rock 9. You might as well had your books in a belt. The way they were just breaking you down, threw you to the damn wolves. Now you and I, civil rights icon. You didn't plan that.
I didn't plan it at all. I was like, since I'm not Ruby Bridges, like, what happened? I was just trying to do work and get coins.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, in this body, you know, getting employed sometimes is a revolution. So, right. We ain't know what it was going to be. We wasn't planning it.
God.
But for some, most of you guys know, I was cast in iCarly. I play Miranda Cosgrove, Carly's best friend, Harper. We live together. I love the show. I love everybody on it. They're all great people. It's the best job I've ever had. Like, hands down, bar none. Love it there. They announced the release date. June 17th for you guys and Paramount Plus, and they announced the release date, and then unfortunately right after, everybody pulled up to do racism to me. Like, the girls mobilized. They said, assemble Mighty Morphin Racist Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power Racists. That's what it is.
Yes, Power Racists. And they pulled up. Y'all, I ain't never seen the N-word spelled so creatively, so many ways. It was N1GG3R, N1GG4. Like, you know, like they were getting everything. Right. Like, you know, N-I-G-G-G-G-G-G-G. And then, like, some diphthongs and shit. ER. Like, God damn. Y'all are creative.
Good God.
So it was a rough week for me. It was a rough one. So one of my very good friends, my good sis, who's a friend of the show, Laura Chin, she was like, I'm going to take you to a massage. I'm going to take you to get a massage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Secretly Black Laura Chin.
Secretly Black Laura Chin.
I discovered that about her. I was like, wow. Okay. Undercover other. Okay.
Do you know how I found out? She was my first improv coach. And me and Priscilla, who's also a friend of the show, she does confessions with me on Stitcher Premium. So we literally were getting our improv lesson at her apartment, because back in the day, that's how we did it. And one day she saw us do a scene about something very Black, and she was like, you know, I wish I could do stuff like that on stage. And we were like, yeah, Laura, well,
you can't.
You're not Black, so why are you asking? Oh, and then she was like, no, guys, my dad is Black. And then me and Priscilla both collectively did this, oh, because we had questions, because, right, we in her apartment, right? She right. got all these pictures of her black ass family up, and we was like, maybe she just liked black art, because she just got a lot of pictures of Negroes in here just hanging on the walls.
She just like left the pictures, like the ones that you buy when you buy a frame. She just left them in, and you were like, well, maybe that's her style.
Right. I did that one time to a white teacher that I had in high school by accident. She had these sepia photos of these beautiful Indian girls, and she was white. And I said, when you gonna take this picture hold out? And she said, those are my children, Lacey. I said, oh. I need to stop talking.
Oh, my God.
Foot in mouth. So, you know, but black people, we're all shades. We're all colors. Yeah. You know, it's beautiful. That's what's so beautiful about being black. But, yeah, so this was not a beautiful black week. I was happy to be black, but also, like, please leave me alone. So,
Kindly Laura was like, we're going to take care of you.
Right. She said, my good Judy.
Yes.
So she said, my sister found this place I've never been before. So this ain't on her at all. She was like, I've never been before. I've never been to this place. We go, and y'all, so I get there a little bit late. You know, that's just me. It's a part. I have a disease.
That's a Mosley moment. A Mosley moment is 10 to 15 minutes.
I have a disease, y'all. Don't talk about me like that. Like, it's a disease, time disease. I can't be on, like, my time don't work like your time. Like, it's not... I've taken medication. I've tried everything. It's just, it is what it is. So I get there and the guy's super nice. His name is Michael. I'll never forget. And he was like, don't worry. You can still have your full time. And I was like, no, I want to kiki with my friends. So, you know, give me like 5 minutes over, you know, whatever. But
wait,
that's
Lacey,
it.
Explain what you were getting though.
So I'm getting a massage. It.
Yes. Okay. She's giving you Laura gave you like a free massage or like a gift certificate.
Yeah, so she's like, and Laura's there as well. And Laura's paying for the massage. She's already in her massage because I'm late. So they're like, okay, gone on in there. We'll still try to give you most of your time. Great. Okay, wonderful. So it's 11 o'clock, right? It's 11:07 when I get there. So I'm late, right? And this massage is supposed to end at like 11:50. So I go in the room, I disrobe, I get booty butt naked. Because when I get a massage, I'm getting booty butt naked, you know?
No panties.
No panties.
What,
no panties.
Lacey? No you panties. You are putting your bare booty on that sheet/thin bed.
I've been getting massages since I was like, you know, I guess like a mid-teenager when it's like appropriate, I guess.
Who's giving you? What was your stress when you were a mid-teenager that
like
you
16.
Needed professional massages?
My mom just took us to get massages. My mom's very bougie, so I always got really nice massages. That's why when I went out here, I remember one time somebody tried to take me to some kind of massage place where they had curtains. And I said, baby girl, curtains? And I can hear people breathing next door? Oh, this is... What? No, if it doesn't have walls and doors, I don't want it.
Absolutely.
Where is the tuning fork that they put on my head before we start? Where are the essential oils? What's happening? No. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so you have a lifelong, you have a connection to massage. So you were like, booty butt naked, this is my safe space. Okay.
Yes, booty butt. And it was a nice, it was a cute place. It was Silver Lake, very Silver Lake and very cute. Mm-hmm. So I go in there, I'm laying down, I put my head in the neck cradle. Why I put my head in the, and if you don't know what a neck cradle is, it's like an extension of a table that's kind of like a circle where you can put your face inside the hole and it holds you up and supports you. That way they can really work your shoulders.
And it's supposed to be soft and cushiony so that you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So I put my face on it, right? Because they put the little cover on it and everything. And the next thing I know, it goes, dum-dum! Like, it just falls off the table. So now I'm like, neck hanging off, head hanging off the table. I was like, oh, hell. And so the guy comes back in and he's like, well, what do you want me to work on? And I was like, upper shoulders, upper back, like really, really stressed and tense. He's like, okay, great. But I was like, but the neck cradle broke. Can you like put it back on? And he was like, yeah. He tries to put it back on for maybe like 30 seconds. And then he's like, just flip over. We'll get to your back. And I was like, okay, maybe he's just going to fix it later. I thought he's going to fix it later. So I'm like, okay.
Wait, so where's your head in all this? Are you literally hanging off the side or you just like scooch down?
I scooch down. I did a little booty scooch and I scooch down.
Okay.
So he starts rubbing on me. First red flag. Well, I guess the neck cradle actually was the first red flag.
Absolutely.
That the table broke. Like, that's real ratchet. So then he's like, so how are you doing? I noticed you were in a rush when you came in, as he's like massaging me. And I'm like, is he talking to me? Because I don't be talking. Like, I don't go to massage to chat. I'm like very
absolutely
quiet preferred.
I'm very with you on that. And you know, some people are like, they think it's like classist or like you're giving attitude. It's like, no, the whole point of massage is like serenity and calm. And making small talk with a stranger is not calm. Continue.
It's not. It's a scam. Small talk is a scam. I don't want to talk about the weather with you, bruh. So my brain is like, I'm going to make the most of this. I'm going to try to make it a good experience no matter what. So he starts talking. I'm like, well, you know what? Let me just chat with him, I guess. I was like, I had a very stressful week. The racist was really after your girl. And he's like, oh, wow. He's like, okay, but you're such a nice person. And then he keeps going. I'm thinking we're going to stop. And then, a while, I just started going, because I'm like, I'm gonna taper the talking down. Yep. I'm going to taper it down. Yep. Then after I taper the talking down, then he started talking about some breathe in deep. Now breathe out. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll breathe a couple times. Every 12 seconds, this nigga telling me I gotta breathe deep and then breathe out. And if I didn't exhale hard enough, he was like, exhale more. I was like, what?
Oh, God, I don't need that kind of pressure from you, sir.
I'm getting light at it.
I don't appreciate him.
So maybe like 10 to 15 minutes into the rubbing, mind you, when he went to rub my back, he slid his hand under me because I'm laying on my back and just kind of rubs.
How you gonna rub your back if you're laying on your back?
He slid his hand under me and started rubbing on my back like that.
That was Lacey. Okay, that's red flag number, I'm going to say four. We're at four right now because I'm taking broken table, him not fixing it, him talking too much, and you being on your back and him rubbing your back from underneath.
So then, you know, they lift the sheet up so they can do the legs, right? So he lifts the sheet up to fold it, and he lifted it a little too high, and I felt a little breeze go across my little kitty cat, my little cooter cooter. And so I was like, oh, not the kitty, not the real. And so I put my hand there, just like casually put my hand there, make sure it don't go up too far. And he was like, oh, don't worry, I won't go up too far. No free shows.
Oh, my God.
Free shows?
Free shows? You calling it a show? What do you have planned?
I mean, listen, this little cootie cat, it is a show, but not up in here. This is a professional setting, sir. What's going on?
It should be a professional setting.
I thought it was going to be. And now that we've gotten so deep in this, that I'm going to be the listener letter today. This is just going to be the listener letter. It's me. So you know, my little cootie cat or whatever. So he rubs my legs at 10 to 15 minutes max. And I have a good feeling about time. I may constantly be late, but I do have a good feeling about how much time has elapsed. I just don't care. Just putting that out there. So then he's like, all right, now get dressed and we're going to do some reflexology. And I was like,
ain't the massage.
That ain't what I come here for. Right? I wanted to be booty naked and get rubbed on with some lotions. What's happening? So then I'm like, but Laura's such a hippie that I'm like, okay, let me just get dressed because maybe she did some hippie shit she'd be doing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me just experience it. So I get dressed. I come in and he starts bending me and stretching me. Lay on your stomach. I'm in a jumpsuit. He started bending my leg up towards my head and just kept bending it. I'm very flexible. So he got my foot damn near on the back of a skull.
Oh my God, Lacey.
And then he was like, get in child's pose. I'm like, child's pose, bitch, we doing yoga.
Okay. I need to know what's okay. So after he done halfway just sort of Pillsbury Doughboy kneaded your legs, he said, put on your clothes. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, get on the floor and now we're gonna do yoga.
So he said, get on the table and we doing the yoga.
So now you're on the table, like on all fours? On a table?
On all fours on the table.
That's not regulation. That's not regulation. That's not legal.
I was like, what's happening? So then he started pressing on my spine and he was like, see, I'm realigning your spine. He's still talking. I'm like, Michael, I don't know what you're doing, but it's not. I don't like none of this. So then he finishes and he's like, all right. And then he leaves. I put my shoes on and grab my purse. And I look at the time and it's like 11:45. Mind you, if I had been on time, the massage was supposed to end at 11:50.
Exactly. So you already had, and they said they were going to give you your whole time. Yeah. So if anything, you should have been ending at 11:57.
Yeah. So then I go outside and I'm sitting in the lobby waiting on Laura to come out of her massage. The guy comes out and he says, whoa, you're still out here waiting in the lobby? They must have gone really long. It's 12:08. And I looked at my phone and I was like, Michael, it's 11:53, says AT&T. and they lied to me, maybe about my bill, but not about the time. So he was like, oh no, my clock is fast.
What? So he thinks it's 12:08 when it's why? Okay,
if you do 15 minutes fast,
you do appointment based work. If there's one thing your ass needs is a working clock. Okay,
that's the whole thing about a massage.
If you have a schedule, you need to be able to look at the time and know that's the truth.
You pay for time. That's what you're paying for. You get they actually do it by time. 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 50 minutes, 30 minutes. So like that's like the most important thing.
Yeah.
So girl, why he go get? I'm sitting in the lobby, right? Fully dressed. He's like, no, I want to make this up to you. I was like, no, I'm good, Michael. We've done enough right. together. Like, let's stop this. It's horrible. He's like, no, I got you. He goes and gets a massage gun. He takes it out of the box. I'm like, please, Michael, no. He put this gun on me and turns it on and just like, do. Now I'm sitting in the lobby of an establishment with a man just putting a massage gun on me. He goes, and he's not doing it good. It's not like he's doing a massage gun well. He does it a little bit on my shoulder, and then he moves on to my arm, and then he moves on to my leg. And by that time, Laura floats out of her deep tissue massage. And she's like, did you fall? Why is he putting that thing on your knee? And I was like, girl. So I paid for the massages and I tipped. And here's why. Because she's one of my dearest friends. And I guess I'm just so polite that I knew I was not going to be able to complain if she paid. So I paid I tipped. And I knew she was going to be mad because her credit card was already on file, but they hadn't charged it. So I paid. And then I was like, hey, I paid so I can tell you how horrible this experience was. How it actually made my week worse.
Yes. I think it's actually a very smart move. Yeah, because it's like, you don't want to undermine the gift, but you need to speak your truth.
Right.
So this way, you now have the freedom. But also, because like literally, I'm sorry. I'm not much for feedback to people or establishments, but I'm going to need you to send a letter. I'm going to need us to like, we need to like, shut this place down. Because that man does not, he's not accredited. He's not an accredited masseuse. Absolutely not.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, yeah. He told me about his background, too. He said he originally was in communications. He told me all about his life. Oh, my God. Ugh. I forgot. Why was he talking to me this much? But listen, the scam is that I should have said something the entire time. But something in my brain scammed myself and was like, let's just see how far this goes.
Wow, Lacey, but this is, this moment, this feels intense though. This feels like, I would say, do you think this is your bottom? Your bottom in terms of like being nice and seeing how things go?
Yes. It was also a lesson because I did get in the car with my mom after I hung out with Laura and I sobbed because half of me was like, ooh, content. And then the other half of me was like, you work 7 days a week. You are so fucking tired. You actually needed to relax. Why didn't you just speak up for yourself and get a different masseuse? Because Laura's massage was amazing. She said she got a deep tissue massage. There was no talking. There was no weirdness. A gun never came out. He never like talked about a pussy on the table. Now, you know, like it wasn't nothing.
No free shows. Yeah. No one mentioned free shows.
And it was like, Lacey, you could have had that, sis. Like, all you had to do is just say no at any point. When the neck cradle was broken, you could have been like, can you go get me a different room with a better table? Like, every point of it, I could have said no, and I didn't. And so, you know, I learned a valuable lesson, for sure.
Okay, well, that's the silver lining. That's the silver lining.
So, guys, just know, look, it's okay to say no. Who gives a fuck? I'm starting to learn too. Like, I think it's because with this thing of celebrity, and I'm not a celebrity at this point, but I know like celebrities that get bad reputations for being assholes. And I kind of get it because I think some of them have overcorrected. I think after a while of being like me, you start to be like, fuck everybody. And then you go everywhere and you're like, where's my water, you raggedy bitch? I hate this Chick-fil-A. I'll burn it to the ground. Like, you know, you become awful.
I know.
Because you've been walked over so much. Or, like, what's that happy medium? And I think I'm searching for the happy medium. I'm like, I don't want to be an asshole. I want people to like me, but I also don't want people to walk all over me.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, and this is something, because I dealt with this, but I'm much, because you're funny, that is the greatest weapon in setting a boundary. Because you can say something to somebody directly, but if you say it cute and funny, they don't know that you just said back up off me, really. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you could just use that and just be like, like, you know, again, there was so much wrong with Michael. I think, you know, there was no getting out of that. There was no getting out of that. But
it was intense, bro. You know how some people have energy that just sucks you in?
Yes,
it was
intense. Yeah. Like, you were in the middle of it, the eye of the storm. But I would, like, but for instance, I think also part of why celebrities can be assholes, because think about what you said. You were like, I work 7 days a week. I think that's what makes them assholes. It's like they're working all the time and everybody wants them and they're always, like, tired probably. Mm-hmm. And so then they act real. They, you know, when somebody is like bothering them, it's just like, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired and hungry. I will say things that could ruin a marriage.
Oh, it's but,
you know, like, but I will, you know, I'll have to rein it in.
You're right. Cause I literally did have like a mental breakdown. I got in my car, my mom called me, and I sobbed about how, and then like thinking about it, I'm like, how privileged is it to just be sobbing about a massage? But when you're so tired and then you thought one thing in your life was going to go good and it had went bad. Bitch, I was ready to end it all. I was like, I'm quitting everything, bitch. I'm moving to Maui. I hate it here. Like,
wait, can I ask if Michael, do we know what his race was?
He was of color. Okay. I want to say maybe Pacific Islander. He was very nice. He was very chill. He was one of us. I think that was also the thing is like, I can't be, you know, it's hard out here for trouble. Asian people and black folks right now. I got to let Michael have his job. But I'm also like, if you're terrorizing every guest that you got, like,
with a massage how are you employed? A broken table and a massage gun. Absolutely not. That's not what you pay for.
And I tipped 30%. I was like, I hate myself. I hate me so much.
Wow. Do you think you would go back, but like say, you know, like put a little note, like never give me Michael again, you know, like, so.
No, I can't set foot in that bitch again, because if it went wrong, I would have to jump off a bridge. I would have to put rocks in my pocket and walk into the LA River. Like it would just, it would have to be it for me. So.
I do understand.
Because me, myself, what's hot and fraud? Me, a dummy. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements and we will be back with Historic Hoodwinks. Scams! Cut! And we're back. And before we get into Historic Hoodwinks, I have to take a moment to ask Naomi about herself, okay? Because that ended up all being about me.
I loved it.
A scam. But Naomi, what's your relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed?
I'm trying to think. You know, I block them out. The last time I was, I would say, in the presence of a scam, I tried to avoid the scam.
What do you mean in the presence?
I'm going to tell you. 2 years ago, you know, the before times, for my mother's 60th birthday, she wanted to go to Paris. She was like, I am celebrating. She's like, we are doing this. We are first classing it. We are like living. Yes, so it was like great. It was like summer. We like get there. We're doing it. We're like walking through. And there's like to the Musée d'Orsay. And we're like in the museum vibe, walking into it. It's, of course, packed with tourists. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking, we're like crossing a bridge. And these children come up. These petite Romani children come up. And they have a petition or something like to sign. But remember, this is all in French, right? So and then my mother, she like stops. And I'm like, Ma, come on. And she was like, looking at the form. She's like, well, the children, they want signatures. I was like, we don't live in this country. What you doing signing a petition? You are not a citizen who will make change. And so then, this is my thing, Lacey, and like why I don't really, I grew up in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Harlem in the 80s, the 90s. I keep my head down. I walk straight. I ain't trying to know your life. So I'm past her. And then this, and the kid, my mom's signing it. And so my mom is trying to leave. These kids surround her and they're like literally have their hands out. And they're like, give us money. Give us money.
What?
And we don't even understand, again, all in French, but they literally are stopping her. So then I'm coming back trying to break through the children.
Like, je m'appelle Moula. Moula, voulez-vous coucher avec Moula?
They was like so serious and like wouldn't let her pass until she gave them money. And then she's like, okay. And she like, you know, looked in her purse and found like a, you know, 2 euros, which is a coin, but it was still $2. And she like gave, just so they would let her walk by. And the scam is these children, because like I remember the petition or whatever it was. It was like school giving education to children who are hard of hearing and deaf. That's whatever the sign said, because it was like deaf school children. Those are the words I knew. And so it was like, okay. But they out here, it's like, why did I sign a petition that you made me give you money?
Also, just because you got some words on some paper don't mean nothing. Like, you wrote this down. Y'all got a clipboard and now you shaking me down? Like,
absolutely.
I'm proud of them because they were like, and now we surround her.
It was savage. And I felt so, and then she did. And then my mom, she was like in a bad mood. She's like, oh, I can't believe I fell for that. I'm so mad at myself. And I was like, well, luckily you just gave them a coin. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least, because me, I'd be like, make sure they don't take your purse by accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, come up on your purse. I'm like, you gave them your $2. You got $2 to give. But yeah, that was a scam. That was an international scam.
This is why we need to be together, because I'm your mom. And your mom, I mean, my mom is you. Like, my mom, when I was in New York City, I remember walking around and when I was 12 years old there for the first time, and I was walking around like, in New York. And I was looking at everything and looking up in the sky. And my mom, like, punched me in my arm. She was like, stop looking around. You're going to get us robbed. Like, yes. You're that. You have that same personality. Like, I need you. And now that I think about it, in that massage situation, they did ask me if I wanted to join Laura in her room and it would be like a couples thing. And if I had done that, I probably would not have had the same experience.
Absolutely.
Because I think Laura would have been like, can you stop talking so much and just rub the bitch? She's sad. Like, so like what you did for your mom, like I'm your mom. Like I would have been like, oh, children, I'm trying to make change. I'm trying to sign. Yep.
Honey, I don't even live there. I'm like, get away from me. And I literally, and like the fact that they're children is what softens people, not me. I don't give a fuck if you're a child. You ain't coming up on me in these streets. You ain't coming up on me, okay?
Naomi, we'll fight children, America.
We'll fight children. I will fight a child.
Hands for the kids. They said hands across America, and Naomi thought they meant hands for
absolutely
children. Yes. I'm actually with you on that because there's nothing I can't stand more than an unemployed child. And everybody knows that on this podcast. I'm like, put these little babies to work.
Yes. Well, that's my thing. You know, being in New York, like the Showtime kids, right? The boys who are playing, who they do their acrobatics, they Cirque du Soleil on the A-train. And I always said, I'm like, these are four boys who have managed to learn gymnastics. They have managed to locate a boombox and 4D batteries in 2021. They can get an internship, okay? They can get a job. They have, go get them. They have the energy. They have the focus, but they're putting it on the wrong things. They developed the core strength.
Oh, they're not putting it on the wrong things, Naomi. I once heard them arguing when I was living in New York, and I was in East Village about to head back to Brooklyn. They missed what they call a primetime train. Mm-hmm. And I heard them, apparently each of them makes $600 on these primetime trains, like when they work a day. So they were cussing out this one boy who was late, and he probably got all the talent, and he's a diva. I'm sure that's what was going on. Because he's like, yo, son, like we were supposed to be on the train, son, and now I got $600. Like, what am I going to do without that $600? Oh. Like, they were fighting. I didn't know they were making that much money on these damn trains. They were like, nah, bro, see what the fuck you did. Like, we supposed to be riding up to Manhattan right now. Now we're not going to be on the primetime train. Like, you bullshit, son. I was like, oh, wow. They're making bang.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That changes everything. You know, you're telling me 600.
Yeah, you talking about internship. Those be unpaid. They over here flipping for $600 a day.
I'm over here trying to help them build a resume, but you're right. $600 tax free. Okay. I'm about to learn me some Cirque du Soleil, some acrobatics.
Naomi, next time you get on the train, it better be Showtime. Okay. What kind of kick flips you got, sis?
Oh, right? God, I'm going to figure it out.
But you're right. I have become hardened to children because when I lived in New York, I remember I learned the key was like, don't look at the Showtime kids.
Yep.
So when they come on, don't enjoy the show. Because if you enjoy the show, they going to hassle you for some coin. I look straight at my phone and be like, I'd only look up to make sure they're not going to kick me in the face.
I know. Well, I took the train here in LA when I used to live. I used to be able to walk to Hollywood and Western and take the red line to Universal. And then I could walk. This is when I was a writer. And I was like on the lot. So I took the train a couple times and I was with two other writers, two white dudes who, you know, are rich kids from LA or whatever. And I was on the LA train and they had some Showtime kids. And I said, look at this whack ass LA version of Showtime. You know, it wasn't good. And so I'm from, again, the New Yorker me. I'm just on my phone when this is happening, playing Candy Crush. The boys loved it. They gave the guys I was with gave them $20. And I said, he didn't even do a backflip. You need to get your money back. You don't realize there is a standard to this.
That's what I love about LA. LA is so fucking lazy. They were like, we can come out here and be like, hey guys, it's time for a show. They're not like, it's showtime. They're like, hey guys, we're going to do a little thing for you. Like, just like, give
us
a moment.
And it was like a step touch. They was just step touching. And I said, get out of here.
To Tame Impala. And they probably made more money than the Showtime acrobats make in New York.
Absolutely.
And I love that for them. Guys, this episode's off the rails. I told you when friends come on the show, it's just going to be a nightmare. I'm sorry. Like, but you're going to listen. I've scammed you guys thus far, okay? Guys, let's get into our second segment of the show. 30 minutes in. Wow. Historic hoodwinks. This is where I'm going to regale Naomi with a famous crime or caper from a criminal or a group of criminals. Who knows? And we'll see if we like it or if we fuck with it or not. You know, you never know. But today we are talking about Tracy Hutsona. Tracy Sho Hatsona is the owner of a luxury concierge service and two TikTok viral restaurants. A TikTok what? Viral restaurant?
A viral wow. restaurant?
Okay, well, Salt Bae got them restaurants that are viral. You know, he been out here sprinkling salt at every opening of his restaurants. He did one in Dallas. He said, girls, pull up. I'm gonna sprinkle salt on all you bitches. And y'all can put it on y'all Instagram story and feel special. So,
oh my God.
She was arrested this past February on charges of wire fraud and identity theft. We love a good wire fraud. Wow. I have to say, a great deal of this research came from Gabrielle Bluestone's article in the New York Times. She's also the author of Hype, How Scammers, Grifters, and Con Artists Are Taking Over the Internet and Why We're Following. So, you know, pick up Sis's book if you really like scams. That's not an ad. It's just like, if we take a bunch of your shit, we gonna tell everybody. We ain't gonna scam you. You know what I mean? We got you, sis. So, she's accused of stealing over $1 million from her former client, actress, journalist, and ex-wife of two NBA star Jason Kidd, Jumana Kidd. Wow. I thought it was gonna be Eva Longoria, but it's Jumana Kidd.
It sounds like Juwan Man. Person? I know, I was thinking Juwan Man, but also I'm like, this is just, I thought it was going to be like $1 million, you know, from multiple sources, you know, because that's how you make it last. You got to do little bits for multiple people. You telling me she took $1 million from one person?
Tracy took $1 million from Jumana.
Okay. Jumana wasn't going to play. That's the last person you need to be crossing. I wouldn't cross
Jumana. Right. I'm sorry. Anybody named Jumana, like, I'm not stealing from them because Jumana sounds like she's going to beat your ass.
Thank you.
I don't know about that. So, but Ms. Hudson's history, that's Tracy, with scams and fraud stretches back way further than that. Of course it does, because scammers are born. They're not made. They are born. So they just start. You know, any kid who makes a lemonade stand, watch out. You got a scammer. Any little baby who's like, hey.
Why is a lemonade stand a scam?
So you telling me you a whole little baby and you like lemon, sugar, water, and this cute face out on the block selling sugar rock? That's a scam. And that's how you know whenever your kids want to get into making money and they children. Because every other kid knows it's like the parents make the money. I go to school, get my little A's or whatever, do my little school play and get my little candy and occasionally McDonald's when I got McDonald's money. Mm-hmm. But a scammer's like, oh, I don't want to wait for y'all for things.
Like, I see what you're saying. Yes. A scammer has a wish list. A scammer has a dream. And they're like 5 years old being like, I got to get my money right.
Right, I gotta get my coins. And that's how I was. At 5, I told my mom I want to start acting professionally. She got me some headshots, and then she was like, look, I don't want you going out like them child actors, so you gotta wait. And I was like, okay, sis, fine. Like, we could be rich, but she playing. Okay. You don't want to use these talents right now? Because they're popping. Okay, I got a school or whatever. So let's get into this. Let's get this photo up of Tracy and her husband, Daryl. So Tracy's husband is black. Okay. Look! Okay, oh my Tracy goodness! Look at Tracy.
Okay, what is
Tracy
going on?
Is a bad bitch. Look at this pose,
Tracy. You guys, Tracy is wearing all black. She's got her curves. She knows where her bread is buttered. Okay.
Right. Her hair is hella wavy. She's giving me a Kim Kardashian like beach wave. She got 36, 24, 36. Yes.
The husband looks like a retired boxer.
Right. And a newly formed criminal.
Exactly. And what kind of car? Are they sitting on a Lamborghini?
They're sitting on a white Lambo. And they're definitely in LA. And there's like a G-Wagon behind it and a Mercedes. Yeah.
It's like a lot.
I love it. They criminals. Yes.
Absolutely.
They're giving crime. Everything about that was like crime time. And I love that for them. So Tracy's origin. She's 52, a woman of many talents, careers, and theft charges. I love Tracy. Do I stan her? I'm her new fan.
I think you might want to bring her on the pod and just like learn from her.
Tracy, sis, pull up. We love you. So though her February 2021 arrest is her highest profile arrest, she's been scamming people since her youth. So that was the one that really made her career pop. But she's been working towards this. You know?
That is so funny to think that is her, quote, biggest.
She put in her 10,000 hours. So according to her sister, Deborah Lindstrom, which the sister already sounds like a hater, because why are you giving quotes? Why are you giving quotes, sis?
Not supposed to talk to the press. Family is not supposed to talk to the press.
She says she would steal her sister's driver's license and open up credit cards in her grandmother's name. Okay. You have a right to be mad. Fair, sis. Fair. So Tracy's sister, Deborah, said in 1998, she convinced this car dealership that she was working on the movie Jingle All the Way, and she needed a car for Arnold Schwarzenegger to drive. But that's how talented she is. Do you know how good you have to be to do that? No, Tracy was 29 at the time, and I bet you she was 29 and fine, okay? Because she already still looked good at 52.
Exactly.
So I want to know what it was doing at 29. It was probably doing everything that it do. So, right. You know, was it that hard? I'm sure some sleazy car dealership was like, yeah, you probably work for Arnold Schwarzenegger. That adds up to me. So in 2005, she stole $168,000 from an insurance company by creating two fictitious companies to work for them and had their pay deposited into her then husband's account.
Wow.
Ooh, and she incriminated her husband because she had the money stolen into his account. She said, hey, baby, I got money to put in your account.
That's wild. So he was in on it from the jump, though. So that means that, so it was not a, okay.
She stole $500,000 from two or more companies before she was caught. And I love that she was stealing large increments of money.
Exactly.
From Jason Kidd's wife, she took $1 million. From $500,000, right. She took that from two or more companies. Like, she's coming in to get the bag and leave. She said, get that head, that bread, then leave. Okay? Immediately. In court filings from around that time, it discusses her numerous previous arrests and probations. It's noted that she was arrested for escaping from prison at some point, though the case was dismissed for unknown reasons.
That's what we need. Okay, you telling me she managed to do a prison break? This girl did a prison break.
Tracy, I feel like it must have not really been a prison break. Like, I feel like she must have been like, hey, y'all, I'm gonna just step out for a little bit. And because she's so good.
Nah, Tracy hid in the laundry basket. Tracy hid in the laundry basket. She went down the chute and she got out. That's what she did. She like made it halfway down the block and then was like, oh, wait, I ain't got no shoes on. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like the prison must have did something bad, too, because they were like, look, we can't even contest this because
Tracy
got
probably
dirt on us.
Maybe the guard like gave her a key. You know what I mean? She was using her feminine wiles, perhaps.
Right. Because she was very fine. So she did something. Something that incriminated the prison and her. She done convinced somebody to be like, hey, look, I'm not going to escape prison, okay? I just really need to get my hair highlighted. Just let me go to Tony and Guy. Mm-hmm, I'm going to come right back.
I'll be right back. I promise. Look at me.
I'm Tracy. You know me. I'm going to come right back in about 2 hours. Or 3 years, you know, like, but I'm gonna come back.
Oh, Tracy. Damn, Tracy's good.
I love Tracy.
Yeah, she's a real one. I kind of want her on my team. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, in a world, like, I was like, she should become an agent.
Oh, she would be an excellent agent. I'd be right by Tracy. But this is my agent, Tracy. Yeah, that's her ankle bracelet. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. Okay? She at her office.
That's how I know. I always know where she is because the government says she can't go far. So, in June of 2009, Tracy met Jacqueline Ellman, a single mother who recently moved to Los Angeles. Ooh, single mother already giving me decibel meter.
Oh, God. Always a target.
What would you do if your son was at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry. And then you're going to feed him a little bit of money. Listen.
That was great. That was beautiful.
You better be a single mom, okay? We know you're going, what would you do if you know? Go ahead. So she needed to furnish her new place, and Tracy had couches to sell. I know that's right. Get a couch for your babies.
Okay. Tracy got so many businesses. So you telling me she go from just insurance to just couches. Tracy, where are you getting these things?
You don't see the linearity there? You don't see like the linear path of like
no,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's fake car to couches?
Oh my God, you can't steal a couch subtly. There's no way you're just walking out with a couch.
True.
So
there's no finessing a couch. You're not walking out with a couch under your arm. It's like, you have to be a real professional. So when Tracy offered to deliver the couches to Miss Ellman, she mentioned her home had mold and she didn't have a place to stay. So Tracy was like, hey sis, I got couches for you and your children and your no husband, okay? But what I also have is mold. So do you mind when I deliver the couches if I also deliver myself and sleep on said couch when delivered?
What? So now Tracy went to a single mother and said, do you want another mouth to feed? Can I come live with you?
She said, what would you do if your couch was at home and I was sleeping in on it all alone because I'm hungry? Like, she threw herself into it.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And I love that for her. In reality, Tracy tried to pay rent twice with $6,500 of bad checks and was recently evicted. So she, you know, she said, yeah, girls, I have your rent, but it was on fake checks. Yes. Miss Ellman pitied Tracy because, look, Tracy was a bad bitch. She was sexy. And we all have biases when it comes to attractive people. We're like, oh, you're so hot. How could life be bad for you? We just assume that life is good or better for hot people. Mm-hmm. We assume their dating lives are easier.
Absolutely.
We assume everything about being hot makes everything easier.
Absolutely. That's how I feel. I judge hot people very harshly. And I assume they're always going to all be mean and dumb. But they're not.
I have so many hot friends who are single and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, you're so hot.
Right.
Like, or even like by traditional standards of like, I'm a dark skinned black woman. It's very hard for me to date in LA. Black men just don't really like me and I want to marry a black man. I can't get into it. It's a whole thing.
I know. When you say that, I just can't, because you're like one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Okay?
Oh, you're so
You know,
but
you
see,
are.
We're doing
you're
it
booked,
right now.
Busy, blessed. Out here, and these men just, oh my God. Oh my
You'd
God.
Be
Continue.
Surprised. Like, literally, I, like, saw a man the other day who was so torn, and I wasn't trying to date him seriously, but he was so torn up over this ugly, and I'm not saying ugly to be mean, objectively ugly ass woman who happened to be Caucasian.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm rich and beautiful. Oh, no, I'm not rich, guys. I'm poor. but I'm
a scam.
I'm poor, but I'm beautiful and very talented. And like, I'm sitting in front of your face and I mean nothing to you. Racism is a bitch. It infects us all.
Yeah.
But the point is like, I look at these women and like my lighter skinned friends and I'm like, well, life is easier, right? Over there, right? Because it's pretty rough over here. And it's not necessarily. We all just have these biases and they're not necessarily true. And they infect us in these kinds of situations. So she's like, oh, Tracy's such a bad bitch. I can't believe she's falling on hard times. She'll get back on her feet because she's so hot and I'm going to help her. And that's what happened here.
Meanwhile, her daughter is like, Mom, can we eat something besides peanut butter and jelly? Tracy ate all the cold cuts. Okay, that's the situation.
She's like, you shut your mouth. Tracy is hot and she can eat whatever she wants here. She's sexy and she will have all our food. Like, what are you doing? You don't have to do this, sis. So she thinks she's going to get back up on her feet. So she's allowing Tracy to stay at her home. Things started to go missing from Miss Ellman's home.
Oh.
And a massive bill for a new credit card opened in her name, in Miss Ellman's name, showed up. Same. Curious. Because, you know, Tracy likes to open a credit card.
I mean, what scammer doesn't? That's why I have a shredder. You ain't getting my information. No way. You ain't getting
when Tracy goes to Forever 21, they're like, would you like to open a store card? Tracy's like, why, yes, I would. In my grandma's name, Gertrude.
Exactly. With my grandma's social security number. Exactly. Oh, my God. That is terrible. It's also like, it doesn't sound like Miss Ellman was a wealthy person to be stealing from. That's my problem with it.
No, because she's a single mom. She said, what did you do? She getting couches.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm like, what you doing? This woman just wanted a couch, and now you about to ruin her credit and her life?
Like, people go to Living Spaces to get a couch when they want something affordable. They don't go to Tracy. Tracy ain't no couch purveyor. She ain't no damn couch furniture store, you know? So she was probably already hard up. So when Miss Ellman confronted Tracy, Tracy broke down and began crying on the phone, admitting to opening the accounts. I love that she just went straight to honesty. That's what you gotta
do sometimes. Also, white tears, the weaponized tears. You see how quick, like Tracy can cry on a dime, okay? Tracy is an actress of the finest caliber.
Mm-hmm. She's talented and she's hot. She probably cries cute too. Probably looks real sexy crying. Tracy was arrested shortly thereafter and sentenced to 75 months in prison. So Miss Ellman did call 12.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because listen, Miss Ellman probably like, look, she a single mom. She done dealt with enough fuck ass men and people. She said, oh, no. I've already, Thomas already fucked me and my children over. What you're not going to do, Tracy, is be another Thomas.
Right.
So proud of you, Miss Ellman. Fun fact, according to court records, she spent her time behind bars as a practicing Buddhist who worked for a Federal Bureau of Prisons call center, taught English classes to her fellow inmates, and helped with prison programs to raise awareness for AIDS and breast cancer.
Well, look at Tracy giving back to the other scammers.
Tracy is
an
icon.
She helps other criminals. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, okay, you're my people. I'll invest time here.
Icon. Most scammers are very talented, multifaceted, super talented people. They just love crime. They could be doing anything else very well. I think honestly, the only reason I'm not doing crime full time is because my mom instilled values in me. And I was like, let me go get legitimate jobs because crime is cute. And I don't mind the stress. I mean, I'm in a crime career. Acting is already basically a scam.
Yeah.
So and that's, it's stressful it, as
aspect,
hell.
Every aspect is a scam.
Cause uh-huh. you don't know where your next check's coming from. You get a job. You're like, oh, this is cute. How many famous actors do we know who are like famous and popping for a few years in the 90s and now, you know, they out here trying to, you know, do cameos on the street.
Exactly.
Not even all cameo.
Exactly. On the street. I was like, not even the app. Just literal showing up at people's house parties. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it's a scam. You got to keep the scam going or you can't. I think that's why I got into it. It's a hybrid scam. It's like legal still, technically. You know, like the stock market. The stock market is a scam, but it's yep. somehow still legal. It's the right. same shit.
Okay. I see it.
So Andy Richards, a chaplain at Los Angeles Metropolitan Detention Center, said Tracy is an individual who is worthy of a second chance. I think she'll be successful upon release and will not come back. Tracy was a bad bitch and they were like, she's a bad bitch you could never kill and she yeah. don't need to be in jail. Oh God, I love this for her. I'll post some pictures of Tracy, I promise, so y'all can see because she's very cute and like...
Yeah, she's like cute and fun.
You know, we're like, sexy people don't deserve consequences. What do you mean? They're sexy. Let them be sexy for us. What? So in 2015, Tracy began working part-time for Jumana Kids. So this is, okay. damn, we ain't even got into the scam that she on here for.
Wow.
Miss Kid had recently moved to LA undergoing treatment for breast cancer all and needed personal assistance. Damn, okay, Tracy, that ain't right. This woman is recovering from a very serious illness.
See, this is what I'm saying. She is finding women of color who are marks. Can we also, because you know, I bet you Tracy probably went in there and was like, you know what? I raised awareness for breast cancer at my last job. And it was like, that was at the prison, okay? You left out that part. That's what Tracy did. She went in there and was like, oh, I've done so much work. I raised awareness for breast cancer and AIDS, and I taught English, not leaving out the whole part that she was a guest of the state. Okay?
Not a guest of the state,
she
child.
Was a guest
if I go
of the
to
state.
Prison, that's exactly how I'm going to tell you. You know, but previously I was a guest of the state.
Oh, I had, that's like my favorite phrase because I had a, there was this dude who would come to our house every month like an exterminator just to, you know, keep it not infested. Mm-hmm. And he would just always talk. And he was talking about how some man in his like apartment complex was making him mad. And he was like, I will kick his ass. You want to know why? Because I have been a guest of the state and I don't mind three hots and a cot. And I was like, okay. Well, I don't need to know. I don't want to be an accomplice.
Not a guest of the state. He's got excellent branding.
He does.
I love that guy so yeah. much. Come on, three hots and a cot. So Miss Kidd had referred, so she said she was doing this treatment, right? So Miss Kidd had been referred to a company called Elite Lux Life. Elite Lux Life is a VIP luxury concierge service founded by Tracy.
Mm.
And her now husband, Daryl Hutsona. Together, they launched their YouTube channel, Homeless Millionaires, a documentary-style series documenting their hard-hustling work lives of exotic travel and brushing elbows with D-list celebrities. There are 22 horribly boring and mediocre videos of this. Wow.
Really?
They had a great title, though. Homeless Millionaires. Okay.
Yeah.
Tracy's role grew, and she soon had access to all of Miss Kidd's life, such as her actual home and family and personal information. In 2018, Miss Kidd was first alerted that she was spending too much money by her financial advisor and asked Tracy for help sorting her finances. Woo!
Mistake.
In reality, Tracy was stealing from her accounts,
yes.
including her children's college savings.
Oh, Tracy.
Not the children, they are
not
future.
The children.
The money was used for personal expenses such as mobile phones, restaurants and nightclubs, luxury hotels and jewelry. Miss Kidd ultimately discovered that $307,498.02 was missing. And a series of new credit cards opened in her name. Now, you know Tracy loves to open a credit card. Okay?
Oh, my God. But can you also imagine?
If a credit card is closed, Tracy gonna open it, okay? Okay?
Can you imagine having so much money that you don't even know when $300,000 is missing? Honey, I get alerts if I literally have alerts set up if more than $200 is on my credit card. Just yeah. so I know. Like, if I just, like, meaning, like, if I spend more than that in one go.
300K, I'm a note.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's aggressive amount of money not to notice. I mean, you got coin. So when Miss Kidd asked Tracy if she knew anything about it, Tracy denied it. But later, Tracy showed up on Miss Kidd's door, fell to her knees, and confessed and begged for forgiveness.
Wow.
Okay. Pattern of behavior. Tracy was like, okay, bitch, it was me.
Let me keep the jewelry. Let me keep the jewelry.
Look at my sexy ass tears falling on my sexy ass titties. Oh, my titties are wet from sexy tears. Forgive me.
Oh,
and you know, I might have to forgive her. She's fine, y'all. I don't know what to do. Yeah. So Miss Kidd pitied Tracy and agreed to sign a personal plea agreement with her. The agreement stated that Tracy would continue working for Miss Kidd while she paid back the stolen funds.
Oh my God.
So in this episode of Homeless Millionaires, after they sign the agreement, Tracy says she's apparently a client and I apparently work for her, but she's actually like the best person anyone's ever met in their life. Tracy continued to steal from Miss Kidd.
Absolutely. The job she did for you involved her having all your information and knowing all your business. Why would you keep her there?
And listen, I'm a Miss Kidd in this situation. Y'all heard earlier when I talked about the massages. Like, I'm such a people person. And if you come clean and you like, honestly, I had a roommate who fucking scammed me, but I thought she would have been a great assistant to me. And I almost hired that bitch. I almost called her and be like, look, I know you did a bunch of fucked up shit, but like, you would be a great assistant. I didn't. I actually have an amazing assistant who's not her. But, like, I thought about it because I just be trying to believe in people and shit. Don't be believing in people.
Why are you trying people. To believe in people, Lacey?
Don't believe in people, okay?
Candy, it's enough going on, okay? You can only believe in one person, and that's yourself. There's not time to believe in other people.
Don't believe in nobody, y'all. I'm sorry.
I don't believe in nobody, and I'll fight children. Okay. That's that on that.
Because, listen, after, like, 5 years old, kids' personalities be developed. We be trying to be like, oh, that's a kid. Come on now. You know when you met a little asshole kid. You know when a kid is going to grow up to be a little bitch-ass adult. You know when you meet them and you see them, and they ain't shit. You know it. You know it. Okay? I done met some ain't shit toddlers. That I was like, you're not going to grow up well. You're not going to be good.
Absolutely.
You know? Their personalities develop, what they say, by like six? Like, so, if you feel bad vibes from a kid, that's okay. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Trust
it. It's like that Twitter joke where they're like, was he a deadbeat dad or did the kid have bad vibes? So kids be having bad vibes. I'm sorry. It's just a fact.
Right. Absolutely.
So Breakfast Bitch and Aftermath. Wow, Kaylin, these titles. This is the wrap up. So during this time, Tracy and Mr. Hatsona opened Breakfast Bitch in San Diego and later in Phoenix. Breakfast Bitch was immediately sued by the Queens Hospitality Group that owns Bacon Bitch, Miami restaurant, for federal trademark infringement.
Okay, first of all, I was about to say, why on earth would anybody eat at a place with bitch in the title? But now you're telling me Bacon Bitch is over here popping off. So, I don't know nothing.
In Miami? Listen, in Miami, I was just in Miami. I would definitely go to Bacon Bitch. I'm like, hey, y'all, we going to Bacon Bitch. They got bottomless mimosas. All the bacon you eat, you can eat, bitch. Come on. Come on, bitches. Get in the car. Big old gaggle of bitches.
Oh,
we're
going to
be at Bacon Bitch. They basically copied and pasted the whole restaurant from names of dishes to recipes to their business model. Wow. Tracy had even contacted Bacon Bitch about franchising opportunities before opening Breakfast Bitch. She basically hit up. It's like she hit up Chick-fil-A. She said, hey, Chick-fil-A, I really want a franchise. I want my own Chick-fil-A. And they said, no, girl, we're not going to give you a franchise. We're good on franchising right now. And she was like, okay, that's fine. And then she opened like Chick-fil-Entree.
Yep, Chick-fil-A. And she was like, okay, I won't do it, but can I see some of your recipes? And then she just literally made a whole new one. It's like, Tracy.
Right. Her animal, it was like a duck, and it said, eat more chicken instead of a cow.
Exactly, instead of the cows.
So, you know, they just bootlegged it. I love this for them. They basically did Mac Arnold's, and we love that for them. So, in filing a motion to dismiss this case, Tracy submitted evidence for funds spent on marketing, merch, uniforms, and decor. Many of those charges were made to a credit card owned by Miss Kidd.
Wow.
This bitch, look, if Tracy ain't got nothing, She got the audacity.
Exactly. I was gonna say the confidence. Okay.
Y'all heard about the audacity of Hope by Barack Obama, but yes. Have you heard about the audacity of Tracy? Because it's a lot more. It's a lot more. In September 2019, after Miss Kidd's credit score had fallen to the 400s, you didn't ruin this bitch credit.
That's, of course she did. Of course she did. Oh, she opened 14 credit cards and never paid them.
400s? I didn't even know they went that low. I thought at a certain point they was just like, it's bad.
Right.
Like,
you don't have any. You don't get any. Right.
Miss Kidd's credit card in the negatives. It was like, bitch, you owe TransUnion some credit because you ain't got none. We got you at -3. Equifax said you owe them 15 points. Like, what? How your credit score going to be in the points? Like, 0.05? Right. Exactly. What?
Half. Oh, just one half. You have one half credit.
Also, like, Miss Kidd, baby girl, you ain't got credit card, but we all got that. Credit card would be like, news. Your shit went up. Even though Equifax would be like, bitch, your shit ain't going nowhere. Credit card lying to your motherfucking ass. TransUnion be like, it's lit. Equifax be like, it's not.
Exactly.
Nobody called you, sis? Because I feel like at this point, Credit Karma would have been like, hey, we've been sending you emails and you ain't been responding, but girl, you don't have no credit no more. It's actually just no.
Well, because also, right, like, she's married to the, I mean, is Jemana's money just her own money, or is it the money from her husband? Like, because if they're married and they share accounts, I'm also wondering how he isn't tipped off to this, or at least his people aren't tipped off to it.
I feel like she, and I don't know the relationship status of them, if this is, like, pre-Eva Longoria or post-Eva Longoria. Can y'all find that out real quick? Is this Jemana, are they divorced at this time? Are they married? Thank you, Judith. She just told us that Jemana and Kidd are divorced. So this is her coins. Maybe from the marriage, maybe not.
Okay.
So Miss Kidd discovered Tracy had continued to steal from her and terminated the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Kidd, baby girl, you are very kind and sweet because there's not just going to be a termination of a relationship. I'm going to sue you, but beyond that, absolutely, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. Exactly. I don't, like, are you kidding me? No. Absolutely. Are you kidding me, Miss Kidd?
Exactly.
You kidding around, Miss Kidd. I don't like that for you. I don't love that for you.
She should not. She needs to stand tall and stand strong in her truth. I think if anybody had whooped Tracy's ass at any point, you know, in the last 20 years, she wouldn't have done this. This is the problem. Nobody beat her ass.
She was too sexy to get beat up. She was too sexy.
She needed just one good ass whooping.
You don't punch people that sexy. You just let them go, I guess. And like, Naomi, you made up a good point, or not made up, but you had a good point earlier about like setting boundaries and, you know, being able to use comedy to do that, because I actually do that. When it comes to my funds, I don't play around. So when I got a new accountant, that was a thing. I got with the accountant and I was joking and I was like, yo, this is so crazy. Like, I have to give you all my banking information and stuff. But you know, remember when Rihanna got robbed by her accountant? She made bitch better have my money. That shit was crazy. I would hate to go through that because, you know, I don't want to have to pop the trunk, get the bat out, beat somebody ass, and sue them, you know? Because I'm going to have to do both, you know? So it's just like, that's crazy. But, you know, here's my account information. But for real, though, like, I got a lot of family who, they love violence. So, you know, we just... You know, it's like, I'm not going to let you be terminated. You can't rob me and just be terminated. Right. Like, I'm
absolutely
sorry.
I mean, unless we're talking Terminator T3. That's how you're going to get terminated. You ain't just going to be out the house. You're going to be straight.
I'll be back. Okay? Exactly. I'll be back. We're going to serve you this lawsuit. You be served. And it's going to be, I'll be back to beat you up. Are you kidding me? There will be consequences and repercussions. No. So... Tracy was arrested in February 2020 and convicted. She faces up to 20 years in prison. Both Breakfast Bitch locations and Elite Lux Life are still operating.
What?
Wow.
Who's operating them?
I don't know, but I want to go to Breakfast Bitch. I bet you that food was good.
That food is not good, girl.
You know it's probably not special?
It's not real meat. It's probably going to be like not even chicken eggs. You know, when you get scrambled eggs, it's going to be just like alligator eggs. It's going to be something. It's going to be something that's not the thing.
It's going to be like possum eggs. Exactly. Some shit that's lying around. I don't know. I'm trying to get a bottomless bitch. I think I'm going to have to go on down to Breakfast Bitch, see what they're talking about. So Tracy is currently free on bail. Ew.
Okay.
Real hot girl shit.
Oh my God, definitely hot girl shit.
Despite her flight risk track record, she's so fine. She got money.
And she opened credit cards. You cannot have her. She is a flight risk. She is literally
a flight. Bitch, I'm going to the gym right now because I got to get my abs tight so I can really do crime because, woo! Yes, sis, I'm here for it. So she continues to deny basically everything, including accusations regarding her teenage exploits. In a statement, Tracy says, "We work extremely hard. I believe that."
Well,
you
right.
do.
It ain't easy.
At robbery.
Exactly.
No one said robbery was easy. No one said that you didn't have to work hard to con people. Okay. Right. Scamming is it's a hard day's work, just like everything else, you know? And we have built what we have legitimately, she says. People love fake news. No, you're not using Donald Trumpisms. God. Oh, you definitely guilty. Fake news, sis. Fake news. Oh, you lying. I love it for you. So people love fake news more than the truth because it's juicy and fun to talk about, like me, juicy. Sadly, there are people who would rather celebrate failure than success in others. Oh, Tracy, sis.
Wow,
so
that
much.
Is so funny. I love when people like sort of weaponize self-help language and also weaponize crazy things that Trump says, like for their own
gain. Gaslight me, Tracy. Gaslight me, queen.
Exactly. Like, it's like, whew, whew. My God, the gaslight is so bright.
It's so bright. And I'm walking straight into it like a moth.
Straight into it. Give it to me. Am I on fire? I need
Ooh,
it.
And I'm she's, warm.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I love her so much. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back for the saddest part of the show. I have to let Naomi O, scammer of the week.
Robbery and fraud.
And we are back with Scammer of the Week. Guys, a hospital worker in Italy's south was allegedly paid for 15 years without working a single day. Amen. Now, I'm not shocked that they figured out that this nigga was gone during the pandemic because Italy was like, okay, we clapping for these nurses and we missing one. We are missing one. Okay, where's Fuego?
Where's Fuego? Oh, good Lord. That should have been your first sign.
So, Salvatore Scumes, 67, was fired after not showing up for work after 15 years.
So he started this game at 52.
Amen.
52. Okay, amen. Gorgeous.
And like, look, I love this for him because Salvatore at 52, like when you're a man at 52, don't nobody know what any 52-year-old man look like from another 52-year-old man. Don't nobody know. So everybody probably just thought Salvatore was there, you know, because this mad Salvatore is probably running up through
just
there.
Hanging out. Just say, that's, no. He got a check for 15 years.
He said he's accused of collecting more than $645,000 as a hospital fire safety employee, a job he never actually performed.
Oh, Salvatore.
Now listen, were there fires? That's the question.
That's the question, exactly. Maybe that's why they didn't find him, because he was like, there was never a fire.
Right.
So he was like, all right, I'll just be over here.
Instead of reporting to work, he would walk around the neighborhood telling friends he was already retired or would otherwise stay at home. When a director reported Mr. Scumas in 2005, she and her family were harassed by an unknown man into staying silent and not filing a disciplinary report.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So this is some OG Sopranos. Okay. This is the original. We're going straight to Italy, where it's happening. Okay, he was out here trying to just cut off some legs. Okay.
He's like, I got an offer you can't refuse.
Exactly. He was ready. I can't believe
I'm never going to work. Okay? Now, if you want to see your son again, you'll never notice that I never came to work. You got a fire extinguisher, that's all you need. No one actually needs a fire safety officer, okay?
Oh. And Salvatore was right. Dozens of other employees from the same hospital are currently on trial for absenteeism. I'm sorry, but how you going? I don't think you can take somebody to court for this. It's your job.
It's your fault. It's
to your know fault. If I come to work
absolutely.
Or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is just, honestly, you know, this sounds like a ghost hospital. Because at this rate, if multiple people are not at work, what happens in an emergency? I come in here about right. to go into labor and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, the nurse ain't here, and the doctor is unavailable.
Here. You know what's crazy? I ain't never even met the nurse or the doctor.
That's wild.
Who works in the ICU?
You know what? You should go to a hospital a couple kilometers down. That's what they would just tell her in Italy.
Yo, I think this is a consequence of COVID, because Italy got hit so hard by COVID, they were probably looking for all their staff, like, oh, we know what? No, don't worry. We got Salvatore. He'll take the night shift and do da-da-da-da. And then they're like, wait, where's Salvatore? Wait, where's Gianni?
There was no COVID in 2005. This is just how they run this hospital.
No, but I'm telling, they said in 2005, that somebody tried to report him and they were harassed. And he got scared.
I know, but I'm saying he's been doing this. Like, they didn't catch it for 15 years. So we can't blame the Coco. Okay. They just are not a good hospital. Their administration is terrible.
And you, I'm sorry, but I hope that justice for Salvatore, because if your hospital allows people not to show up to work, I'm sorry, how is that a federal crime? How is that a crime? Like, right. You get paid for off time. He just thought he had 15 days, 15 years of paid leave.
Oh, he was like, well, I think he probably, like, he was like, he could just go in there and be like, I thought it was a job where if there's a fire, I show up. So there was no fire. That's what he could say. He could be like, I was on call. No one ever called me.
Exactly. So why would Salvatore pull up? He said, I never saw the joint in flames. I walked the neighborhood. I told everybody, you know, I worked there. Wow, Salvatore, I'm proud of you.
Beautiful.
This is beautiful. You old. Like, come on. By the time they get to your trial, bro, exactly, especially with everything going on, you're going to be Gucci. Yeah, you'll be fine. This ain't your fault, you know? All right, guys. That brings us to the end of the show. And Naomi, we always ask people on this show, where do you want to be found?
Where do I want to be found? Like my dead body?
No! Oh my God! Oh my goodness! You went dark real fast with that.
You know I watch a lot of true crime.
No, where you want people to find you anywhere.
You can visit me on Instagram at Blacktress Comedy. I'm always having fun there. That's where the most is happening.
You do have fun. Your TJ runs. Very fun.
Honey, Trader Joe's is, we're in a relationship. Also, check out my podcast, Couples Therapy, and I Love a Lifetime Movie, where we recap Lifetime movies, and a lot of them center on scams, I will say.
Yes. And also, you're on the televisions.
That is true. There's a show called Mythic Quest on Apple TV, season 2, airing now. New episodes Friday. Fun times. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the star. Danny Pudi from Community. They're not coming in to yell at people. It's fun.
Yes, come on, come in and yell. Yes, sis, we love that for you. Guys, as always, you can find us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure your scam is retired. If you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to see me on TV, a Black Lady Sketch Show streaming now on HBO Max and HBO. And iCarly comes out June 17th, honey. I know, you see. Yes, I'm going to be black on there. Y'all can stay mad, okay? All right, congregation. Stay scheming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.